This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, first name Juan, J-U-A-N, date of birth October 25th, 1987, the date of evaluation April 17, 2023, Dr. referring physician, Dr. Saqib Hassan, the chief complaint, 35-year-old male complaint of back pain, CHI. The patient is a 35-year-old male who sustained an industrial injury, period. He stated that he was lifting granite in a repetitive motion when he began having pain radiating down the right leg. Pain is sharp. He rates it 9/10. It is associated with numbness and difficulty in walking, period. He underwent MRI and was felt to require surgical treatment, period. The patient is now seen preoperatively, where he reports occasional shortness of breath and chest pain, which occurred greater than 1 year ago, period. Chest pain is non-exertional, period. It is non-specific, period. The past medical history is unremarkable. He has no history of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, diabetes. Past surgical history is unremarkable. The medication, ibuprofen, 600 milligrams, allergies, rash secondary to gabapentin, family history, an uncle had open heart surgery. He does not know the reason why, period. Review of system, otherwise unremarkable. Skin, he does report itching and rash, period. Gastrointestinal, he has heartburn. Respiratory / cardiac, he has non-specific chest pain as per HPI. Neurologic, he has headache. Psychiatric, he reports insomnia. Musculoskeletal, as per HPI. In addition, he reports right ankle pain and occasional pain in his great toe. The physical examination, vital, blood pressure 131/81, pulse 79, respiratory rate 16, height 67 inches, weight 183 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The impression, the patient is a 35-year-old male who suffered an industrial injury, period. He had subsequently developed constant aching pain that radiates from across the lumbar region to the bilateral PSIS region, period, right posterior and right lateral calf, and right foot, period. He had associated numbness and weakness of the right lower extremity. numbness and tingling into the right lateral calf and into the dorsum of right foot and big toe, period. Symptoms were noted to be exacerbated with prolonged sitting, positional changes, personal care, sleeping, standing, walking, bending, lifting, and twisting, period. Functionally, he had severe walking limitations and difficulty performing work duties, period. He noted, correction, he ambulates with a single point cane, period. On examination, he was found to have mild tenderness over the paraspinal musculature, period. There is 4/5 strength is noted in the L3-4 pattern in the quadriceps, period. Strength is 1/5 in a right S1 distribution, period. Flexion is limited due to pain. Extension is further limited due to pain, period. X-ray findings reveal disc space collapse at the L4-5 and L5-S1 on the lumbar spinal X-ray, period. There is moderate degenerative changes, period. MRI revealed critical stenosis at L4-5 with large extruded right paracentral disc herniation causing severe spinal stenosis, period. There is a chronic occurring slight superior plate compression deformity of the vertebral body with approximately 15% superior end plate height loss. The central disc bulge and caudal extension of right paracentral disc extrusion measures 1.7 centimeters, almost to the level of the L5-S1 disc base. This results in severe canal stenosis, period. The patient had failed conservative treatment and he is now scheduled for surgical treatment, period. He has objective evidence of radiculopathy on examination, period. He requires decompressive surgery, period. Patient is now scheduled for right L4-L5 laminotomy, period. He is further scheduled for medial facetectomy, facetectomy, and discectomy, period. From a cardiovascular perspective, he appears stable for his procedure. He has had episodes of chest pain. This is likely non-cardiac, period. ECG of note reveals sinus rhythm of 73 beats per minute with leftward axis. ECG is otherwise unremarkable. Recommendation, he is medically cleared for his procedure. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.